Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Predators radio analyst Hal Gill, brought to you by Duncan, featuring their new location in Belmead, and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. And as you just heard leading into this segment, you can catch Hal Gill tonight alongside Darren McFarland and the great Pete Weber as well for the offseason show, the preseason recap show for the Predators tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hal, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Trying to pick up the pieces of a fallen season.
That's, yes, absolutely. It's a quick turnaround to try to do that as we look ahead to discussions now leading into the offseason, and how some players talking yesterday, including Pekka Rinne, and has not made a decision yet on his future, kind of leaving every option on the table yesterday. What do you think of that and the decision that Pekka has left ahead of him, and how much game do you still think he has at this level, be 39 years old in November of next year?
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those funny things where you know, he's not going to get away from the fact that he's older and everyone's going to call him old. But I don't know. You tell me. I mean, when I look at him, he looks dialed in. Like when he's played, he's been awesome. I mean, I haven't seen a drop in his play at all. So I just think he's got a lot more hockey in him if he wants it. You know, the hard part is what is his drive? How much does he want to play? And is he in a position where he's not the top dog? I mean, you know, he's been the top dog for a long time, and now he's sitting back watching juice. Does he want to continue to do that? That's a hard thing to go through, and he did a great job of it this year. When the Preds needed him, he was awesome. But how long does he want to do that? That's the question for me.
So, Hal, I mean, you know, we're all just sitting here speculating on, you know, what exactly he's thinking, what he's going to do. But I guess I kind of look at it like, if he's going to play another year or two in this league, does the top priority become, where can I go? Maybe to have a similar role, maybe a little bit more role, but where I can go and really have a shot to win a cup. I guess, do you look at it the same way? And anyone come to mind on that front? We've thrown out a few possibilities. Washington, Pittsburgh, you know, obviously Edmonton has goaltending issues. I mean, do you think that's ultimately more the driver or more the having a bigger role as the top factor?
Yeah, no, here's the thing is, and I went through this, you know, like I went through where you get old and people say, well, he's too old, and that's the bottom line is, so I don't know if a team is going to put him in a huge role and expect big things from him. I think more likely than not, he's going to have options that are going to be similar to what it would be here. Maybe splitting time, but most likely being a backup. And I'm not sure how much greener the grass gets, if that's what he's looking at. Now, Finland is a different story. You know, you go back to Finland, he's the top dog. You know, he's the big gun, and they'd love to have him there. So that's always an option.
Hal, as you look at this team now, we're going to hear from John Hines and David Poile today about some of the decisions they've got coming up, including the expansion draft. But it seems like when we're having these conversations, a lot of times it goes back to the two highest-paid forwards on the team, and that is Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene. And they both had some interesting comments yesterday about kind of how they view the team and their situations heading into next season. But if the production, just purely the point production, if it doesn't get better than it's been the last couple of years in the regular season, how difficult does it make it for this group to truly contend for a Stanley Cup if you're not getting more out of those two specifically?
Yeah, it's tough for me because I appreciate the hard workers. I appreciate the grinders, but you need the big guys to put up numbers, and that's the bottom line. You need someone to get you points, and that's how you win games in the regular season. And And then if you can elevate your game in the playoffs, that's how you win in the playoffs. You know, you look at just watching Colorado last night. You know, Nathan MacKinnon is a game changer every time he touches the puck. Now, I'm not saying everyone has to be Nathan MacKinnon, but it changes the game. It puts teams on their heels, and it's what you need to win in the playoffs. And at the same time, I look over and you see Matthews and Marner in Toronto, and they didn't get it done. You know, they only had one point between the two of them, or, you know, that's not good enough. And look where they are. So, I think it's a hard balance between getting this grinding team that Hines really found through adversity and through, you know, a lot of injuries. He found a grinding mentality, and they really kind of came together as a team. But you need those guys to score goals, and that's the bottom line. So there's got to be a balance, but you do need you do need someone, and if it's not Duchesne and Johansson, then where is it going to come from? Because that's a lot of money for not getting big points.
And then with the decor, Hal, obviously, I mean, I think Alex Carey, I know for me, I was thoroughly and consistently impressed, but also, I mean, surprised based on sort of his trajectory going into this season. But I feel like maybe that changes things too, or could change things, and how David Poile looks at it moving forward. What did you see from Carrier, and what do you think about where that leads for him, and also about Dante Fabro's future?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think it's exciting when you have the injuries like they had to Josi and Ellis. You bring in Carrier, and you never expect him to be what he ended up being. You're right, I was impressed with him. Every shift, you know, games got tighter and harder, and he somehow rose up. So do you just out of that performance, do you change everything? Do you change how you look at Fabro? Fabro going through an injury and coming back wasn't quite the same player. So, you know, I think Fabro is a great player. He's going to have a bright future. So now you have to look at, do you look at the downturn of Fabro and reevaluate and leave that behind because Carrier looks so good? Or do you, I think you have to take time and reset and find out where you're going and what you want to be. You know, it's also a cap casualties. You know, you have Josi, Ellis, and Ekholm. You know, you want Ekholm in your lineup. Something's got to give. There's a lot of money on the back end that's being sprinkled around. So how does that play into the rest of your defensive squad? That's something that they have to consider as well.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hal, last thing for you here. As you look at some of the decisions coming up for David Poile this offseason, the expansion draft part of it, Saros, a new contract, you can give an extension to Forsberg and Ekholm as well. As you just factor in the way the Predators ended the season, the playoff run against Carolina, all these things, how tough is it for David Poile, in your opinion, to try to determine exactly where this team is and exactly how close you are to truly being a competitor and a contender for the Cup? Like, how difficult of a job is that, do you think it is, for a GM in an offseason like this?
Well, it's hard because there's such a fine line between a contender and a team that doesn't make the playoffs. You know, you have all this excitement because you got all the right pieces, and sometimes it doesn't work out. I'd be really excited because you have that mentality to be able to grind out wins when you need them. And they did that at the end of the season. But I think there needs to be some tinkering. I don't think this is a situation where you sit tight like they did a few years ago and say, okay, we got the right team. We just have to find the way to win. And I don't think that's a situation that they're in. I think they need to make some moves with the expansion draft coming in. I think there's going to be a lot of backdoor side deals. There's going to be a lot of movement that isn't just as simple as like, oh, we lost a guy. You know, I think there's going to be more movement and trying to be creative. I think David Poile and really Brian Poile with the manipulating the cap and trying to figure out how to make everything work so that they can get the right pieces. But I think there's going to be a lot more movement than I think the silence right now and the kind of quiet work is because there's going to be a lot going on behind the scenes. And I'm anxious to see how it goes. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done individually as well. You know, you look at guys, you know, Arvidsson didn't play up to his potential. Forsberg, I don't think, played up to his potential. You have guys like Granlund, Yarncroak, Cunning that played like horses and did everything they could. Are they going to be able to push the team over the top without that high-end skill playing the way that they should? So, you know, it's a trickle-down effect, and I think it's all going to get sorted out, but it is a lot of work to get there.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check him out tonight as well, 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, the season recap show for the Predators alongside Darren McFarland and Pete Weber as well. Hal, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Absolutely. Hal Gill joins us every week, brought to you by Duncan, featuring their new location in Belle Meade, and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show, give our final thoughts on the Predators as well, taking your thoughts on our text line, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.